The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ritchie. Beyond Walker. Pugh. That'll do it! That will do it! Pugh for Bournemouth! The roof at the Gold Sands is raised! Everyone here knows what that could mean to this football club.
Hello and welcome to episode 160 of Back of the Net, the AFC Bournemouth podcast. Hope you're all still on cloud nine. I certainly am. And on this show, it's all about taking in the reaction, the end of season cheer, as Cherries ended on a high by defeating Millwall. But before that, I think it's probably pertinent to audio podcast listeners to point you to a YouTube video, because ahead of Bournemouth's final match of the campaign, myself and Tom Jordan, we were at the Pear at Parley, had a beer, and we sat down to try to explain the dissonance within the fan base earlier this season with Scott Parker. The video is entitled Scott Parker, An Apology, and then it goes on with the tagline to say, Passionate Parker wins over doubters. And he certainly has. That video that's come out with the halftime team talk, wow, absolutely superb. And it just has provided Bournemouth fans with an insight into what he's really like. And we haven't really seen that so far. So what a good release for the club to do. And it certainly made us all come together. But it's also clear that the gaffer seemingly made changes and compromises in the middle of the season, all of which culminated in, well, how we're feeling now, and the right chords being struck at the right time. And what it did was ensure that Cherries got promoted with a squad that exudes hard work, harmony and trust. So check it out. It's at youtube.com/AFCB podcast. It's got about 4,500 views already, but it's entitled Scott Parker, An Apology. Do check that out. But it was all about the celebrations on Saturday. And look, Bournemouth fans of all ages, we came together on camera, so it's on YouTube too, after the post-match celebrations at Dean Court to react to our 1-0 win over Millwall. It was a victory which ensured we finished just 2 points off Fulham, yet 8 points ahead of Nottingham Forest. I thought they were coming for us. Once again, though, Kiefer Moore was the goal-scoring hero, of course he was, and he netted late on into the second half, thus maintaining probably one of the best goals-to-minutes ratio ever. What a game it was, and here's Tiggs with the reactions at full-time.
Season done. Bournemouth 1-0 against Millwall today. And it's just party, party, party all week, isn't it, since the Forest game. I'm here with Paul and I'm with Noah. Turn around. Boys, I won't go in the ins and outs of that. I don't think we're going the ins and outs of the game with anybody too much today.
Was there a game?
There was a game. There was certainly a goal. No, did you see the goal? Yeah. Come a bit closer, bud, so we can see you on the camera. Yeah, what did you think?
Good goal.
Good goal.
I saw it better because I was, again, in the family stand.
You were in the right place at the right time once again. That's going to be you all over, I think, for the rest of your life. Right place, right time, ready to go.
But not at the away games because I'll be in the away stand.
Yeah, maybe. You never know, though. There might be a goal up that end. What did you think, then, of the game as a whole? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Yeah? And we didn't get to catch you after the Tuesday game. How did that feel after Tuesday?
Amazing.
Where would you put it on, like, a scale of 1 to 5? 5 being the best feeling ever in the world that you've ever had, and 1 being, like, you got to do your homework or have a bath or something.
1,000.
1,000! You heard it here.
And that's not even on the scale you said.
No. That's beyond that scale. I'll talk to your dad quickly. So, on a scale of 1 to 5, I won't do the same question with you. What did you think of that, Paul? What a season we've had.
Yeah, it's been an up and down season, hasn't it? I mean, it started off on a massive high with a 15 undefeated run, and then felt a bit drab in the middle, and then towards the end, we didn't really care anymore. No. We don't care anymore. I mean, we've done the job. Scott Parker was hard to do a job. He's done the job. We've got to be happy with that, haven't we?
Got to be happy with that.
Are you happy with that?
I'm happy with that, yeah. And you know, the sun is shining.
Yeah.
Early August or something?
Maybe, yeah.
So, the fixtures are released in mid-June, I think. So I'll be looking out for Newcastle at home. That's going to be interesting. Eddie Howe back here.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, we don't really fear anybody. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm quite optimistic about next season. I think we'll do a Brentford and do quite well. And we can't wait for FIFA 23 of Bournemouth in the Premier League. Yeah, brilliant. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Hey, yeah, Jeff, how you doing, mate?
Yeah. Very good teach.
You had a very similar view of the game to me because we were practically next to each other for pretty much the whole game. I haven't spoken about the game with anyone yet. We've had a very young contingent on. We've just been excited about promotion generally. But as a game itself, how did you think it went?
We won 1-0, practice match, Kiefer Moore, perfect goal.
Do you know what? I looked at you after Kiefer Moore scored, and it's getting Defoe-esque now, isn't it?
If we've got a problem, if we need a goal, just bring Kiefer off the bench and we'll score. And I love the guy. I think he's just what we need. Bit of experience, knows how to stick the ball in the net. None of this pussyfooting around or side footing or 10 passes in the box. Just long throw over the top, run, smack it in the top corner. That's what I want. I'm a simple man.
I mean, many others have said it. I wasn't going to be the one to say it, Jeff.
Cheers, Diggs.
At the end, it was lovely to have a celebration. All the players came on. We did a one by one player coming on. Some really lovely receptions for some of them, including David Brooks, who obviously has not been able to be involved this season, but really well regarded, and hopefully a good season for him next year.
Really looking forward to Brooksy being back in a Bournemouth shirt. I think he'll be motivated. It'll be great to have him back in the Premier League. He fits in that company. He can do a great job for us. So we've got a great squad. Having them all called out one by one, you just think we've got some really good players.
We have
really good young players, lots of desire. Can't wait. Bring it on. Premier League here we come.
Thank you, buddy. It's good to see you. Hey, you gentlemen, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, so we've got so much to talk about because I haven't seen you in ages. So let's do a word each on how you're feeling right now.
Amazing.
Both gone with amazing. Why do you feel amazing? What's making you feel amazing?
We won the league and we're in Premier League, so we can face Ronaldo and that.
I'm just thinking, Logan, what if Ronaldo leaves Man United
and come to Bournemouth? We'll win the whole league. And if we get Messi, we'll win the whole league to ourselves, won't we? And Mbappe.
I mean, I don't know if we are going to go out and get Ronaldo and Messi, fellas, but, you know, you never know what could happen. We've got a really good squad, haven't we? I think we can look forward to next season and be really excited. Who do you think is going to tear it up in the Premier League and be our best player next season?
Solanke,
what do you think?
Jaden Anthony.
No, oh, that would be great. That'd be great.
No, I might actually say Ethan Laird.
Nathan Laird. Oh, we've got a few different options. Okay, chaps, well, I'm going to move on because we're going to get through people pretty quick today, but thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for this season.
How we doing, Tigsy? Happy birthday and all that?
Oh, thanks, mate.
I heard.
Yeah, it was. It was my birthday the other day, so thank you. What was I going to say to you? Oh, we're at a football game, aren't we, right now?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Really threw me off there. What did you think? Did you enjoy the game today?
No, I did, yeah. It was nice to be relaxed and just see how the game unfolded. Obviously, Millwall had a little bit to play for, then they didn't, and then good old Reading obviously let a goal in, and that was the end of that.
Yeah, it was the end of that. I must say, actually, it was a nice game today. It was just, that's how I would describe it. It was sort of nice. One of my favourite things, actually, Ben Akinfobi came up and gave our fans a clap at the end, which I thought was really, really classy. Lots of celebrations at the end there. Lots to look forward to next season.
Yeah, certainly.
How do you think next season will go? Who do you think we could kind of, you know, look forward to seeing more of and actually maybe, you know, really making an impact upon the Premier League?
Yeah, I mean, impact player wise, obviously Kiefer Moore, I'd like to see him carry on how he is. Dembele looks quite sort of box of tricks, so he could, you know, hopefully get round a couple of, as a, more of an impact, I think. I don't think he's sort of a 90-minute player. But, yeah, I mean, obviously, the nucleus of the squad, if we can keep that together, I think we'll be all right. I think we'll have enough.
Fantastic. Good to see you, buddy.
Take care.
All the best. See you soon. Hello, how are you?
Good.
Good. And how are you feeling after that game today?
Good.
It was pretty good, wasn't it? Did you get to see any of the promotion on Tuesday?
Yes, I was there.
Well, you were there?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's something to remember forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, isn't it?
Yeah.
And how did it feel after that game?
Good.
Did you get to see people going on the pitch?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you think's going to happen next season? Did you get on the pitch?
Yeah.
Did you? What was that like?
Good.
Was it? I got on the pitch too as well. It was good fun, wasn't it? And what do you think's going to happen next season? Do you think we can stay in the Premier League?
Yeah.
Yeah? And who do you think's going to be our best player next season?
Philip Billing.
Philip Billing. He's done really well this season, hasn't he? Who's your favourite player so far?
Philip Billing.
Philip Billing. Philip Billing, Philip Billing, Philip Billing. I like it. Really good, really good. Well, we'll see you on back in the next year?
Yeah.
Brilliant. See you soon. Top man.
Thank you.
All the best. Thank you. Coming on. Hello, gentlemen. Oh, wow.
How you doing?
Yeah, really, really good. Loving these.
Couple of cherries, eh?
Where'd you get them from?
Oh, I'll ask him.
Internet.
Internet.
Yeah. Oh, I get one in the letterbox every week.
Sam, can we get them branded and get some of these for us? They're brilliant.
Well, they were doing Lerma shirts, so it's second best, I suppose.
It's second best, fellas.
Got a picture with Lerma today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was just stood there.
Tell me Dougal's
stand. He just stood there in the south stand. And we sort of turned around and thought, oh, right, right,
that's Jeff.
And there he was.
There he was.
He's had a cracking season this season, isn't he?
Fantastic.
I mean, for me, when I think about our midfield, generally as a unit, they've done really, really well. And a lot of those players, they've changed the kind of role that they play. So Lerma does a different job now than he did.
Well, before he got his suspension, he was basically in the back three for a while.
Yeah,
and he was sensational. He played really, really well. I mean, he's just got that grit and that determination. And the little bit of maturity as well. He's not just the player people think he is. He can play where Scott Watson to play.
And he had a card for a while.
No, isn't that a card?
And he's not buggered off for bigger money. He's been at the club a while now. People underestimate that. He clearly loves the club, and it's reciprocated.
He's back in the Premiership.
He is back there. And one player who got a lot of praise today in that little celebration at the end was Mark Travers. You know, I don't know how many awards he got, but you know, he's
all of them.
I tried to count them. I ran out of fingers. So, little word about him, gentlemen. What do you think about him and his chances next season, making a step up to the Premier League?
I think he'd do it.
Yeah.
I mean, Freddie Woodman come in as a backup.
Yeah.
And he didn't get a chance, did he?
No.
I mean, the whole goalkeeper department needs praise over both sets of managers, because we've had Ramsdale, Begovic and now Travers. It's been, 3 years in a row? It's been sensational. And, you know, Ramsdale still looks out for Travers, still looks out for the club. So yeah. it's a really close-knit group. So it's nice to see. Neil Moss gone to England now, hasn't he? I think, I'm not sure. But even he's doing really well for himself. So it's just a really good thing to have under a belt.
And the pitch.
They do.
Absolutely amazing.
And they did a lovely little special little job today, didn't they? Just
did,
to celebrate that.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I was a little bit worried because I heard they got that award the week, and I thought about Tuesday when everyone was on the pitch.
Yeah.
I was thinking, oh,
is it
going to be all right? But they've fixed it up beautifully, haven't they?
Fantastic, yeah. They deserve the award. Yeah.
It's definitely a Premiership team.
Not bad for a Tim Pitch round, I'd say that much.
Yeah, exactly. You know, what is the award called? What, pitch of the year or something like that?
Groundsman of the year.
Groundsman of the year. Groundsman of the year. You will never sing that, not in a forest.
Yeah.
So, anyway, good to see you, Chance. All the best.
Cheers.
All the best.
See you next season.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
We've not been on before. So this is Alex.
Hi, Alex. Nice to meet you.
We watch you every week.
And your name is?
And I'm Robert.
Hi, Alex. Robert. Hi, Robert. Good to see you both. What did you think of the season as a whole? I won't ask you just to comment upon the game, but generally...
So fabulous. I've been coming for 52 years.
Wow.
Okay. So I was here when Ted McDougall used to put the ball in the back of the net as a young kid.
Fantastic.
And I think the quality of the football has been absolutely awesome. So Scott Parker's got them really working well. So quick, so fast. Some amazing capability that this team has got. I think if they can just add one or two to the squad, I think we'll do okay next year. That's what I hope. What do you think?
I think we've done really well this season, to be fair. Especially with Scott Parker coming in and getting some new players for us. I think we did really well this season, and I'm really happy that we're in the Prem. We really deserved it.
We need to sign Phillips.
Yeah.
I think we do.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed with him. Very impressed. And Kiefer Moore is obviously a great addition. It's a bit of a shame he got injured. I think if he'd been back in the squad earlier, you never know, we could have pushed Fulham to the championship.
Yeah, I think we only finished like 2 points behind them in the end.
I know. So close. So close. But there you go. Yeah. You know, we're up. That's the most important thing, isn't it?
We are going up. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for coming on. And hopefully we'll see you on the podcast next year.
As well, yeah. Yeah. Look forward to that.
Brilliant. Look forward
Thanks
to it. Thank you ever so much.
Bye.
Hi.
Hi. Well, I'll let you say a few words, if that's okay. Scott, you ready?
Yes.
What would you like to say?
It was a massive up and down season, and we got promoted.
Yeah, it was, and we did, and that's fantastic. Yeah. And are you looking forward to next season?
I am looking forward to next season.
Brilliant. And who do you think will be our best player next season?
I reckon Dominic Solanke will be the best one next season.
Yeah, if he can keep scoring goals?
I think he'll keep scoring goals.
Fantastic. Good to see you. Good for coming on. Thank you for coming on all this season.
Yep, and you. Next up, Premier League.
Thank you, buddy. Good. Hey!
Hello, mate. Happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, mate. It was the other day, yeah, Thursday.
Oh, well, happy birthday for Thursday.
Thank you.
Can we check out Josh's shirt?
Josh, can check out your shirt? Oh! Please say you bought that right at the beginning of the season.
I didn't buy this one at the beginning of the season.
No, I used to have
this
that one.
Playoff final.
Yeah,
this is
I remember that. I remember that very well.
The comparisons are old, new.
Yeah.
You know, how do we... Are we all feeling really relaxed after that?
Do you know what? I've been feeling relaxed from all day. I like it because that's sort of such a weird feeling today, wasn't it?
But I overheard you just saying a minute ago that we just finished behind Fulham.
Yeah.
And that's actually quite frustrating now. Out of all the joy and happiness, it's like,
yeah.
And all those moments of like, through the season, you look at them now and you go,
yeah.
But anyway, it doesn't matter now. It's done, one way up. Lots of away days along the south coast of London. Half of the Premier League's not too far away.
Yeah.
Is it? So no. Really exciting. By the way, Jay-Z in that game.
Yeah.
Different class.
He's brilliant, isn't he?
Yeah, he's my man of the match, definitely today. Oh, yeah. Hello. Bit of cherry blossom. Nice, yeah. That's a beautiful thing. But yeah, no, all great. Just happy days.
Happy Can't days. Wait. Can't wait.
Glad to come and see you and say hello. And thanks for everything you've done again through the season.
Oh. Well, we love doing everything it. We love done. Doing it. Thank
it's
you,
really
mate.
Really good. Do you want to say anything, Josh?
Yeah. Man of the match, easy Zamora. Easy peasy.
Easy peasy Zamora.
Yeah.
I love it. Good to see you, Josh. See you soon, buddy. See you, see you in a minute. Hey, Neil, how you doing? How you doing, mate? You all right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Very relaxed. Everyone's very relaxed, aren't they? Very chilled out now.
I've been quite relaxed for the last week, actually.
Yeah, I have. Since Tuesday. Tuesday sort of took me to the height of tension and then just let me down quite gently and beautifully.
How lovely.
Yeah, it is really nice. It is really nice.
Yeah, because it could have been really stressful, but I was actually quite calm before Tuesday. I got calmer as we got closer to the game.
Yeah.
And then, of course, after the game, it's been really great to have a week of no tension. Looking forward to today and just relaxing.
Yeah, just enjoying what we have in front of us, really, which is Premier League football. Did you expect that at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, I think so, I think we get... Well, obviously, we're going to come close.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would have been a complete disaster, wouldn't it? With that squad, with investment, with everything that's going on. I expect us to come close. But automatic is obviously... It's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
I stress the playoffs.
I didn't fancy the playoffs, really.
Certainly not.
They've sorted out who the four teams are going to be in the playoffs now. I think Forest got leapfrogged by Huddersfield today. Luton and Sheffield United were the other two. Out of those four, I mean, we've played them all this season. I think you've probably seen them. I think you have. You definitely have seen them all play.
Yeah,
who do you think might come out of those four as the top dog?
I have to think Forest on current form.
Yeah.
Because they're coming into it with really good form.
Yeah.
Okay, so we beat them, but before that, they were on a great run, weren't they?
Yeah.
Let's hope they, for them, that they haven't sort of come down after that defeat.
Yeah.
And I think they can get back up there.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see Steve Cook, wouldn't it, again?
I think it'd be nice to see Forest. Yeah, I mean, in the Premier League, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Since they were there. Yeah.
And the other person, of course, we're going to see next year in the Premier League is we're going to be playing against Newcastle. It'd be nice to give Eddie a proper send-off, won't it?
Yeah, I mean, I really hope he does well with Newcastle. He's done great so far. And, you know, huge respect for him as a coach and as a person. Yeah, it's fantastic. So, you know, next to us, you know, I'll look out for Newcastle's results and see how he's doing.
Yeah, me too, mate. Good to see you.
You too.
Thanks for coming on all this
year.
Good
summer. Thank you. See you next year.
All the best. Thank you. Hey Josh, how you doing?
Hello, Sexy and Sam. How are
Come
you?
A bit closer, right, buddy, because I keep wiggling over that way, taking that shot. You've got an inflatable. That's not your drum.
No, it's not. No.
And who's this guy? Just a little spider. That's right. He's gone.
I don't know. Oh.
All right. Did you enjoy the game today?
I certainly did. Yes, that was fantastic. Yeah, two wins on the bounce, and we are going up.
We are definitely going up, buddy. We are definitely going up.
Yes.
And lots of exciting trips to look forward to. Simon was just saying about that a minute ago. You know, a few more London trips and things like that. Will we be seeing you on the road next season?
What, with my drum?
With your drum.
I would hope so, yes. I need permission from Bournemouth first. So if Bournemouth can get back to me via Twitter or Facebook, then that would be great, because I don't know who's talked to about it.
Okay, yeah, I don't think that's probably a problem. I'm sure someone will get back to you.
Bournemouth will say yes. Because it was fantastic, you know. I've only done a few games this season, and I've really enjoyed it. So hopefully Bournemouth will say yes, and here we are in the Premier League next season. Yes,
here we are in the Premier League season. Thank you, Josh. It was great to see you, and thanks ever so much for coming all the times you have this year.
Of course, yeah. Lovely to talk to you both. Yeah.
Brilliant. Speak to you soon.
Okay,
thank you. All the best. Oh, I've got a little contingent here.
Hello,
gentlemen. So we're going to go quite quickly, get through lots of people today. So let's do player of the season this season. How you think we're going to get on the Premier League next season? And what has been your favourite moment of this season? How about that?
Yeah.
So should we go player of the season first? I'll start up this end. Is that okay?
Yeah, okay. Player of the season. It's going to be Dom. He scored like 30-odd goals. And I know it's probably the obvious, but without Dom, we wouldn't be where we are. And I could say Travis as well. I put Travis behind him. Superb keeper. Absolutely fantastic.
Fantastic.
So Dom is mine.
Thank you.
I'd say Brooks, because he's a really good player and he supports Brooks. And I support Mark Hondes, but I don't know why.
Well, he's a lovely guy, isn't he?
I think Mark Hondes, because he's just unbelievable. And yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. And boys, what do you think is going to happen next season? Do you think we'll be able to stay in the Premier League?
Well, we've got a young squad, like with players like Anthony, Zamora, so I think we will. And I think there'll be quite a lot of flair about us in next season, and I reckon we could stay up.
Fantastic answer. Thank you so much. And what do you think, gentlemen?
We've won practically all the games so far, so I think
Brilliant. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I think we're going back down. Are we going to lose against Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea? All good teams, and then we're going back down.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, don't say we're not balanced on back of the net. That's what I'll say. Thank you so much for coming on, gents.
Sub to back of the net. Sub to back of the net.
Oh, thank you. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks, buddy. Hi, what's your name?
Barney.
Hi, Barney. Nice to meet you. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks.
Good. What did you think of today's game?
I thought it was good.
Yeah? And the season as a whole, how are you feeling?
Amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing, wasn't it? We did really, really well, didn't we? Did you think that we were going to get promoted this season?
Didn't really think we were. We had a few games that were when we struggled, and yeah.
But we turned it around, didn't we, mate? We did it.
Turned it around, yeah.
Who was your player of the season?
Probably Solanke. Yeah.
Yeah, he did well, didn't he? He did well. Do you think he'll do all right next year in the Premier League?
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully we don't lose any good players, though.
I think we can keep hold of them. That's brilliant. Thanks for coming on, Barney. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you.
All the best. Thank you. Hello.
It's my turn on the free-for-all. Keep it going.
Oh, I'll keep it going. All right. How you doing, bud? You okay?
Yeah. Just speaking Nonny just then, right? A number of fans are going over to his grave and they're going to have a beer with him now.
Oh, that's nice.
So
I like
nice.
That.
I think he's in Charminster. And this season, I think, should be dedicated to him and all the Cherries fans that can't be here, because... Yeah. You know what? We came together at the right time. I've said it before on a video that once he passed away, the atmosphere died for a bit.
It did.
And all, you know, we were all sort of grieving, and it was like it was reverberating onto the pitch. We had this really bad run, and you know what? Scott Parker got him going at the right time, and I'm really excited about next season now.
Really, yeah, it's really building. You can feel it. I can hear him singing the Nonny song right now. It's brilliant. Yeah, it's really building the excitement for next season, and people are starting to turn their eyes to it. But we've really got to make sure we enjoy this, though, haven't we? We've got to enjoy what we've achieved now.
Yeah.
Not think too much about next year, because I think otherwise we could get all bogged down with all kinds of things. But
I'm just interested to see how it's going to go in terms of what Scott Parker decides to do in terms of players that we might bring in. I think it'll be the same style of football. So we've had a season of preparation for it. So maybe we'll be all right. Maybe we will. But I've got to say, the tone for today's game was very just chilled and mellow. And I'm not used to that.
No.
It's so weird. And I think, you know, when Keith... Actually, to be fair, I had a vision before the game of, like, whenever we scored, I'd just be sitting in my seat clapping.
Yeah.
But Kiefer Moore, man.
Oh, do you know what? He's come in and he's just... made such an incredible impact. Like, you buy it, you get a player in January and you think, oh, you know, what sort of player is he going to be? And we all said he'd be an impact player, and then he got injured and we thought, yeah, well, that's it, you know, we're never going to see the best of Keith Moore. But I really think we may have in just three games. You know, I don't know how many goals he would have got if he'd played every game, but
I think as soon as he scored, he should have taken him off and had the best goals to minutes ratio
of
any player ever. But, you know, superb. And he's actually really difficult to get the ball off as well. You know, when he's got the ball to feet, he's actually very good with his feet, and he's quite a unit to try to muscle off. And you know what, what a player we've got, mate. And yeah, it seems like everything's come together at the right time. And with us only finishing, as people have said already, 2 points behind Fulham.
Yeah.
I don't think it paints a true picture of how the season's gone, I've got to say. However, I'm absolutely chuffed to bits with us, like, finishing where we have. And mate, I'm all over it.
And back of the net, we're going to continue this next year. We haven't negotiated any contracts yet.
Maybe that's the end of back of the net. Yeah,
we'll give it up. Yeah, it's not. We'll be back.
Of course we'll be
back.
Yeah,
okay.
Sam, Tiggs.
Hey, how are you?
We come from the States to see you.
Oh, wow. Okay, thank you so much for coming over.
See us.
And we saw these guys too,
to see
you know.
The game. It was terrific.
Did you enjoy yourself today?
I had a wonderful time, yeah.
It hasn't been,
great.
Well, when was the last time you were here?
55 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Couldn't get in, so... All those you can't get in if you're overseas, you know.
Yeah.
But first came when he was 7 years old.
Yeah.
Wow. Who was in that team then? Do you remember?
I can remember most of the team. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a program from 1949. I came in 48.
Wow.
The first time. So.
Yeah. Lots of changes since. Lots of changes since.
Oh, fantastic. We follow you guys on the back of the net religiously.
Oh, thank you.
All the time.
It's sort of like us being here.
I'm Richard. This is Linda, by the way. We're from Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Fantastic. And I suppose now for you guys as well, going back to the States, presumably the coverage will be a little bit easier, won't it, now if we go to the Premier League?
Oh, yeah. We can see the games now.
Okay, that's good.
We can see them, but...
They have the highlights, you know, of all the games over here.
Well, certainly, we'll see all the Premier League games.
Yeah. We're so thrilled to be here.
Fantastic.
Anyway, you guys do a wonderful job.
Thank you so much.
Especially when you go in the ground and it's like we're there.
Oh, we appreciate that.
Glad to hear it.
Thanks.
Good. Got to get through quite a few people, so we'll keep it sharp and sweet. Just like the cherries on that shirt there. What did you think of the game today?
Well, it's quite nice to give a few of the fringe players a go. It would have been nice, I think, for Dominic to get his 30th.
Yeah.
It was one or two times they were trying to set him up. But I think in the end, Millwall didn't have a lot to play for there because apparently Neuland had a howler.
Oh, did he?
Luton. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
Luton.
Yeah.
It was behind him.
Yep.
Right.
That's apparently one to watch.
Yeah, okay.
But, yeah, it's just looking forward to August. I think they're probably, if they can keep Phillips.
Yeah.
And possibly I'd keep Cahill there just for a bit of experience and then probably look for... sort of cover right and left back.
Yeah.
Whether Laird will be the one, but the one I like is Spence with Forrest.
Ooh, yeah. So maybe going back to the Championship, trying to nab some of those players.
I think the thing is, the way to go is the way they've done it before. You get people who have never played in the Premier League and give them a chance.
Hungry players. Yeah, I like that. Well, I'm hungry for more success. I'm sure you are too.
We'll let somebody else have a...
Thank you. Good to see you, bud.
All the best. Then.
Yeah, I'll see you again soon. Ethan, I think you're rounding us off today. You're the end of our interview. So just very quickly first, I want to ask you how special this has been for you, getting promotion, and how do you think Nonny would feel about it?
First of all, getting promotion is really good for us and for me personally. Went on the pitch Tuesday for the first time in ages, and I think Nonny will feel very good and probably singing Ronaldo in his head, and he'll be very proud of us.
Yeah, I think you're right, mate. I think he would. And looking forward to next season, how do you think we're going to get on?
I think, well, it's Premier League football. You never know what's going to happen, but we're going to get go against the big sides like City, Liverpool. I'm excited for that. And a couple away days. I want to do Brentford and hopefully City if we can. So I'm very excited.
Brilliant. We'll have some fun, won't we?
Yeah.
Good. Well, up the cherries then.
Up the cherries.
Thank you for coming on. What we'll do is we'll do a little summarise, if that's all right, from you from the season, your final thoughts, and then we'll both wave goodbye, if that's okay, together.
Definitely.
So the season generally as it's gone for you, I mean, there's lots you could talk about, but what's your overwhelming feeling right now?
There was a process at the start.
Process, yeah.
And he got the job done. And a season is full of ups and downs. Yeah. Every team will say that. We had an up really early on, which was much required when you probably least expected it, really. We just thought if we could pick up a few points here and there and just sort of see how we get on. But yeah, I mean, unbeaten 15, I mean, it's massive. It is massive. When you look back over a season review, that's probably the key part. And you look at that and you think there's players that didn't contribute in the last quarter of the season that were massive in that unbeaten 15, the likes of Gary Cahill, Emi Marcondes scoring on the first day of the season and nearly had one on the last day of the season. But we got over the line. The board made decisions in January on the basis that this was going to happen. And yeah, ups and downs. We got there, we needed it, and we'll be playing Premier League football next season, can't wait.
Something that you've mentioned before, quite a long time ago, I would admit, but you talked about the difference between a good manager and a great manager is the ability to roll the dice and make the changes at the right time. My opinion, I'd like to know what yours is, but my opinion is that Parker looks to me like he's evolving into a manager that does think about rolling the dice, that does think about taking risks now.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at Scott Parker as someone, when the game's edgy, are you going to switch it up? Are you going to be the one that's going to change this game for the better? And I didn't see it. I just saw same substitutions, tactics that were not taking us anywhere. And then the last week of the season, it was like it was a light bulb moment, or he just had a change of character. It's really weird. Went to Blackburn, got a 3-0. Okay, that wasn't unexpected because we've done that before. But the Forest, like, I did not expect a Kiefer Moore substitution for Jefferson Lerma. I was waiting for Ben Pearson to come on. And I said that at the time. Brave. Absolutely brave. And it gave him options because there was different formations he could have played with in that. And ultimately, it come off. And if it hadn't come off, by the way, I would have actually praised him for that change. And that's what we do as fans. And then he's done the same thing again today. And he's been brave. He's made that same substitution. Kiefer Moore has done it again. And what we've seen this week with Scott Parker, with the footage that the club have released, is character. Natural. You know, we wanted to see him being natural, and I hope he takes this into the Premier League. I'm a bit gutted it took 45 games, but I think we've all seen a different side of Scotty Parker in the last 7 days, and there's a lot more hope, and I think the fans have bought in a lot more, because I think it was 60-40 at the start, and I'm hoping to think it's now more 80-20 or whatever it is. So
now, a player who didn't get to play today was Jeff Lerma. Mm. And there's a shirt here. Sir, can I bring your shirt on?
Of course you can.
That is fantastic. Yeah. That is good. Local man is pleased. He was very pleased, wasn't he?
Just
very
had
pleased?
A quick chat with Jeff. Yeah, no, he's good, yeah. I also speak Spanish, so I had a quick talk with him in Spanish, and he was happy. Asked me if he liked the shirt, and he laughed. He laughed and said yes. And I said, how was your season? He said, great. Obviously, I think we missed him massively in the middle spell.
Yeah, definitely.
Told him that a lot, and yeah, again, all joking aside and all puns, he was extremely happy.
Brilliant. Do you think, I mean, like, it's, to me, he's kind of like the crown, the jewel in the crown, you know what I mean? Like, he's quite a pivotal, important player to us. Do you think he'll be staying?
100%. I think if we hadn't gone up, I think he'd definitely be gone. Mm. I think he'd be off to Spain again or off to Italy or somewhere. I think with Premier League football, him, Billing, Dom, they're staying. You know, we know they were gone if we hadn't gone up. They were off. They're Premier League players. They gave us a season, and then we've returned the favour. But I think with Jeff, if you play football at any level and you've got that guy, he's just that next level up.
Yeah, yeah.
And it gives you that boost, and Jeff's Premier League, and that gives that whole midfield, it just ties it together. Let's Cookie do his thing.
Yeah.
Let's Billing go in. But look at Billing this year. It's a championship, and it can, you know, it's different to the Premier League. But I think those three together, Cook, Billing and Lerma next year, I take them in the Premier League over a lot of, you know, middle threes. And I think, 100% he's in next year. 100%.
We're looking good for next season, aren't we, really?
Yeah. I just want to point out that we were lucky to keep him this season. Massively, I think we were fortunate that he absolutely loves Bournemouth. I don't know Jeff personally, but I've seen enough to know that he loves this club. There's not many footballers out there nowadays that stay at football clubs because they love the club or they love the town. A lot of footballers nowadays are driven by money. I don't see Jeff as that type of person.
I think
player.
He's making money.
I'm sure he is.
I think we were lucky in the contract as well. I think we had a couple of years to go in when we got relegated, and it would have meant a transfer fee. And then Jeff, we spent 28 million on him, and we want to get a bit of recruitment from there. So there was probably, if there was a year to go, I think you're right, he'd been gone. And that's why if we didn't go up this year, he'd be gone. We'd have a year to go, we'd have cashed in, and he'd have gone like King did and like others, get him off the wage bill, take a nominal fee and just get rid. But I agree, he loves it. You know, and honestly, you talk to him, if you learn a ton, I speak Spanish to him every week when I see him, and he appreciates it, and I shouted at him when I walked out, and he's like, having a good chat in Spanish. He enjoys it, and he loves the town. He honestly does love the town.
One thing I will say as well is that we're kind of developing our own young players coming through, which is something that we didn't have as much last time we were in the Premier League. So that must be nice for someone like Jeff, because I guess he becomes a little bit more of like a pivotal, almost like a senior figure now, isn't he?
You can look up at a player like that, can't you? And even Billy, and you see the boys, the young lads now, and you know, I don't want to talk about the last time, because that was the last time.
Yeah.
And everyone always compares it to
that's
that.
Fair, that's
it,
fair.
It's gone. That was 5 years that we had. It was the best 5 years we had ever, and we never thought we'd get that. This is now the new era, and it's Scotty Parker's team. But I think you're right, the difference that bringing you through, and we saw that first game of the season with Jay-Z and Jaden and even Rossi and Gav and all those young lads that were playing, and you looked at that bench in that first week and you went, we drew against Nottingham Forest in those first couple of weeks, and in fact we beat Forest and drew against West Brom and all those games, and you went, look at these young lads, how are we going to get a season out of these boys? And then 3, 4, 5 weeks later, suddenly it was unbelievable, and a few of them stuck around, and I think Gav needs, he'll go out next year, he'll go somewhere Championship or League One and get some experience. But Jay-Z and Jaden together on a wing, weirdly, when they don't play on their own, they're not kind of the same player.
No.
Which is quite worrying. Mm-hmm. They can't seem to do it without each other. You saw it when Shriki came on today, suddenly that threat down the left went. But I think when you've got them both together, again, same as those three in the mid, take them against any Premier League team, why not?
Oh, fantastic.
Give them a go. Oh, well, we're going to get a point.
Yeah. You smell fantastic, by the way. What is that scent?
That's lovely. Just Eau de Jeff.
Eau de Jeff. It's great. It's great smell, Eau de Jeff. We're going to get that out in the shops next week. Kirk, do you want to wave goodbye with me?
Yes, let's do it.
See you later.
Don't you know, pump it up. The Reds are going up. Don't you know, pump it up.
Love it. Love it. What a season that was. I'm going to have to watch back some of the content and listen back to some of these pods, because it hasn't really still sunk in that we're now a Premier League side. And I've not even had those moral dilemmas yet of wondering, what we're going to do with our squad, which players are going to come and go, how we're going to strengthen. Park those emotions for another day. It doesn't matter. Just need to still bask in this celebration. Hope you had a good weekend. We certainly did. We had a back of the net end of season do at the Parrot Parley, and on the YouTube channel there is some behind the scenes footage from that. Tom was at his very best, I've got to say. Stay tuned to the YouTube channel over the summer, because there'll be loads of content greeting your ears, and we'll drop the odd occasional audio pod as well. We're going to be switching to another hosting provider, which should see us hit your ears more regularly than ever before. Certainly the usual Monday morning drops will be back. But look, we appreciate your patience, your belief in us, your support and all that kind of stuff. But look, all the pleasure was ours, because we watched AFC Bournemouth get promoted for the second time. Something which, to be honest, I didn't really think it would happen. But under Scott Parker, we are now a Premier League side once more. Happy days. Thanks so much for listening. Really appreciate all the comments we've had. But until the next drop, you've been listening to Back of the Net, the AFC Bournemouth podcast.
Richie. Maybe on Walker. Pugh. That'll do it! That will do it! Pugh!
to this football club.
Podcast Network.